Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. One thing is for certain, and knowing the whole of the Word of God is ultra important. In fact, the Bible says, among other things, in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5, a man of knowledge increases strength. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, the Bible tells us that all, not just some, but all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? For four things: for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or fully mature, throughly, that means through and through, furnished unto all good works. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, and chapter 2, verse 15 of the same book. The scripture says that we are to study to show thyself approved. You're to do it individually. You do it. Paul's telling Timothy, you study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we should have an absolute voracious appetite to study through the whole of Holy Scripture. But the scripture also tells us in James chapter 1, verse 22, we read, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." If I had to choose between the two, a knowledge, a full, complete memorizing of everything, every word of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, and choose between that and having a heart after God, I would choose a heart after God. Remember, Satan knows the Word of God. He quoted it to Jesus, even though he twisted it, in Luke chapter 4, in the temptation in the wilderness. We also have the Pharisees who knew the Scriptures, but they wouldn't turn their heart after the Lord. They didn't have a heart after God. Therefore, all of their religion was in vain, and Jesus said it repeatedly that they were heading straight for hell. John chapter 5, verse 39 and 40, he said they knew the Scripture, but they would not turn their heart to Him. In the 23rd chapter of Matthew, three times Jesus condemns the Pharisees, rebukes them, and tells them that they're going straight to hell. Yet they had great knowledge of the law. So this is why I say that if you had to choose between the two, and thank God we don't, we should be on an adventure. We should be on a diligent study of the whole of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. As a child of God, we should be on an all-out crusade, a campaign to learn the whole of the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. So the Lord doesn't only want us to know the Word of God, but also the God of the Word. Again, the religionists of Jesus' day are a perfect example of this. They searched the Scriptures. They knew the actual words of Scripture, but they refused to repent and put their faith in the author of Scripture. You know, it has been wisely stated that we should not only get to know the Word of God, but also, most importantly, get to know the God of the Word. That is, the author who is, praise the Lord, He's present every time we read His Word. This is how He reveals Himself to us, and namely, as we turn our hearts to Him wholly, wholly, that is, completely turning our hearts toward Him, beginning with true repentance and faith. We must always remember that God has given to us His written word, that we would get to know Him and that we could get to know Him through the revealed Messiah, Jesus Christ. Psalm 33:11 tells us that He gave us His written counsel that we might know His heart. He expressed His heart in His written word. In fact, He calls His written word in Psalm 33 the very thoughts of His heart, quote, the thoughts of His heart. So the Bible is not just words. It's words coming from our Maker. They are all divinely inspired and for the purpose that we might know Him. This is the divine purpose, that we might know Him. And so that's the exact reason why He gave us His written word in tangible form, that our hearts might turn to Him in true repentance and faith, read of His love, worship Him, obey Him, and adhere to His word. But remember, in all of our learning, let us get understanding, and the understanding of God would be that the most important thing that we have is a pure heart. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Right in that same passage, He said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And that right there is a definition of a man or a woman who has a heart after God. That is, they seek to know Him like Paul said, "That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death." Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Jesus said this. He's told us the whole reason why God created mankind and exactly why He came to reconcile us back out of a life of sin and separation unto Himself and the Father. John 17:3, Jesus says, "This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." John chapter 17, verse 3.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, Scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all Scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.